Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Jab step on Horson. Step back three. Contested. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Thornton. Kayla back to the basket. Backing down Brown. Out to Chen. Open right wing three. Rain dance. 69-53. Valkyries by 16. Kaylin Chen plus 11 off the bench with 7 points and 2 assists. So final score here. 91-80. Valkyries defeating the Seattle Storm, improving to 1-0 on the season, the Valkyries 2026 season. Big performance here for the Valkyries, all up and down the roster. 20 points for Janelle Salon. So that was Janelle Salon, who had a monster game, 20 points off the bench. And in talking about a lot of conversations been, well, who can be the alpha? Who can be that big score for the Valkyries? Because after Kayla Thornton, she averaged 14.7 rebounds per game. The leading scorer, and she only played the first half of the season, was Veronica Burton, who last year at 11.9 points per game. Can someone be a 15-plus, 17-point-per-game scorer? Well, I think Burton's going to take a step up. She had 16 points today. Kayla Thornton, if she can stay healthy, she can get you 13, 14 like she did tonight. I think Janelle Salon could really, really be that player. She averaged 11.3 points per game last year, 20 points today.
She had 11 in the fourth quarter. She sealed the deal tonight.
She really did, RC. 5 of 11 from downtown, 7 of 16 from the field. And that three you just listened to, our play of the game, it made it 81-63, and the Storm scored 80. So that literally put the game out of reach for the Seattle Storm.
Yes, it did. And how about the beginning of the half? Golden State was up 8 at the half, and then that 11-1 run just broke the game wide open.
It really did. The Seattle Storm had cut it to 7 at 53-46. That 11-1 run made it 64-47 for a 17-point lead, which at the time was the largest lead of the game for Golden State. They eventually built the lead up to 20, and Seattle did pretty up the scoreboard from their perspective down the stretch, but at that point, the game was over. The deep reserves had come in for the Valkyries, and it was just a lot of free throws down the stretch for Dom Malanga to make this game look a little closer. I really thought that the last 30 minutes of the game, the Valkyries completely owned the Storm tonight.
Absolutely, and Kaylin Chen, 7 points, 2 assists. She's really coming to her own. We mentioned in the preseason what a journey she's had in the last 14 months from being cut back, and now she's definitely an important part. She's integral in the Cossie's rotation.
RC, she is taking a leap, and I know it's been one preseason game and one regular season game, but Kaylin Chen looks really, really improved. She looks so much more confident on the ball in her decision-making. And she wasn't someone who was going to turn it over a lot last year, but she just looks like she has so much more command with the ball in her hands, as evidenced by taking 10 shots in 16 minutes, hitting a couple of threes. I am a big fan of her progression. She didn't just sneak onto this roster. She came, her and Leticia Mee here, entered this season on training camp contracts, and I think both acquitted themselves well today. I mean, here 3 points, 4 rebounds, but Kaylin Chen, real deal backup point guard in the WNBA.
It's an overused phrase, the coach on the floor, but you can definitely tell she's an extension of Nakase. Nakase trusts her not to turn the ball over,
yep,
run the offense, but you know what? She can score, too. She's got that little runner. Yeah. She had the little baby hook tonight. She was entertaining.
Yeah, the running hook over Dom Malanga, who's
yeah,
10 inches taller than her, and she pulled that out in the preseason game as well. She is so fun to watch. There's a lot of good stuff going on with this team. And you mentioned with Chen, the trust from the coaching staff for her to not turn the ball over. RC, how about just 9 turnovers compared to 22 assists for the Valkyries as a team? And doing the math in my head, that's a 2.44 with a line over it, of course, if we're doing our middle school math there. Assist-to-turnover ratio. If you have a 2.44 assist-to-turnover ratio for the season, you're going to win a lot of games.
Our statistician, Alan Brown, always likes to bring up points made off, buckets made off assist, and turnover rate. If you have 2.4 or better, that's definitely getting it done. And how about Kaya Stokes tonight? Not known as a scorer, but she had some big baskets back-to-back there in the fourth.
Yeah, so Seattle had cut the lead to 74-61. They were making a little push. I believe it was like a little 5-0 burst. It was 74-56. They scored 5 straight, which isn't really a run. I say run start at 7-0, but we're splitting hairs here. And then Kia Stokes with a couple of really big settling buckets, calming buckets for the Valkyries, back to back, right at the rim. They got a cross match. They, you know, Stokes screened someone, so she had a little on her and really buried her defender, like literally caught it in the restricted area. And it was an easy kind of go over right shoulder, finished with her offhand, back-to-back plays. 6 points, four rebounds, three assists, three blocks. This is someone who you signed to be your backup center, and now she's the starting center because of the Ileana Rupert pregnancy. Again, congrats to Ileana. But Kia Stokes stepping into a bigger role than perhaps envisioned initially, but she was a plus 10. She had tied for the second-best plus-minus on the team in this game in her 24 minutes.
So they can go 44-0 now.
Yeah, 44-0. The dream is still alive, RC. They can still do it. I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen, but a great start to the season. Now you get a Phoenix Mercury team that's going to be coming in on the back end of a back-to-back after playing the Las Vegas Aces tomorrow afternoon. That's a 12:30 p.m. start time. That you can watch that game on ABC. And then the Mercury come to town, so the Valkyries will have the rest advantage. And look, the Mercury made it to the WNBA Finals last year, but they lost Satu Sabali. And they also lost some other key contributors.
And not only lost Sabali, lost her to where?
Yeah, they lost her to the New York Liberty.
Yeah.
So that is huge. They lost Kitty Aloxa, who was a big part of that team. They still have Alyssa Thomas. Yes, they still have a player like Dewana Bonner, one of the best players in WNBA history. But Catherine Westbelt tore her ACL. She's out for the year. Kitty Aloxa, like I said, was a really good player for this team. So this isn't the same squad that they had last year necessarily. They do have. It'll be interesting to see if Marta Suarez gets in this game. She's on a development contract for Phoenix. Got that contract a couple of days ago after the Valkyries waived her. They still have Kaa Copper, and the Valkyries, there's a lot of returning players on this team, RC, and I guarantee you those returning players want to beat the Phoenix Mercury because the Valkyries went 0-4 against Phoenix last year with a couple of close losses. The one in June, they just absolutely kicked the game in Phoenix because Lexi Held hit like six threes. Lexi Held's not on the team anymore for the Phoenix Mercury. But like they had a 1-point loss at home, one possession loss at home. They had close losses to the Phoenix Mercury. They beat them in the preseason, couldn't beat them in the regular season. So it's time to correct that. They already corrected one trend from last year. They couldn't beat Seattle on the road. Now they got to beat the Phoenix Mercury.
It'll be the season opener at home in Valhalla. It's going to be a fun summer for Golden State.
It certainly will, RC.